This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. To give up on the day, it's time for you to really focus on the day and make sure that you're going to do things that will bring you around to understanding what a great opportunity you have to make another, a notch in your belt for good days. You got a good day belt? I have one. Had one for 30 years, in fact. Doug Steffen, good day program. Well, let's start the DJV program by introducing Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is not here today, but is she back tomorrow, ladies? I think she is back tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yes. All right. So, Victoria, would you do the honors and bring us up to date on this Monday, March the 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day?
Sure.
Good Irish lass that you are.
Yes, I did nothing to honor St. Patrick's Day yesterday, however. But so in the news this morning, the Boeing 737 MAX drama has a new and sort of interesting twist to it. The Transportation Department's Inspector General has opened an investigation into the FAA's approval of the Boeing 737 MAX planes. What they're looking for, they want documents including correspondence, emails, other messages, back and forth between Boeing and the Transportation Department to see if all of the inspections were actually done properly. Boeing has this. I don't know who's in charge of disciplining the FAA if it turns out that they've messed up on this, because I think that they have. The Wall Street Journal did a pretty big expose into this over the weekend, and the two black boxes recovered from the Lion Air crash in Indonesia and the most recent crash in Ethiopia, the transportation authorities have already said there are similarities in those crashes, which I think everyone expected. Mm-hmm. So now the FAA is really in the hot seat, because if they passed off these inspections on, you know, quote-unquote third-party inspectors, which is what this initial report says, then they could be liable for all of this, anything that goes wrong in the States, excuse me, with these planes. So this is a new development, and we'll be following this story, I'm sure, for the next week or so as this unfolds, but it looks like the FAA may be at fault here, and not following up on inspections is like the most basic thing they're supposed to be doing. So I don't know who's in charge of disciplining them. Does it go all the way up to the president? I don't
know. Here's what I'd like to... I haven't done this because, frankly, I have sort of zoned out over the weekend, so I didn't pay much attention other than to the usual headlines of what's going on or what may have happened and the usual kind of speculation politically and otherwise. But remember was it Thursday or Friday, I said that the president had to step in, because normally these sorts of things, the president would not announce the grounding of an airplane. It would come from the head of the FAA. Mm-hmm. I didn't, that's a red flag, and I said on the air at the time that it was because of the relationship that Boeing has to the business community and how much they export. They are the largest in terms of dollars exporter of any American product that's made here. So it's an important business decision, but then I didn't follow through on it. I was trying to find out who was in the leadership roles at the FAA. It would not surprise me to find somebody who had been working at Boeing in a leadership position. And if you wouldn't mind checking that out, either one or both of you, I just have, my gut tells me it's the same in these all the agencies are pretty much the same, whether it's the FCC, whether it's the FDA, whatever federal bureaucratic industries, and that's really what they become, is an industry. There are people who come in from the industries to regulate the industries because they supposedly know something about the industry, and they'll say, well, this is public service. Our company is happy to give you the second in command so he can be in charge of yet another bureau. And then you find out, as has been the case with the FDA, drug company lords come in and they fix the rules so that it's favorable to their company, and then they go back to their company. The same has been true with the FCC over the years,
definitely.
The ICC, yep. All of these. It doesn't make any difference. That's the way it's done. That many difference whether you're a Republican or Democrat president. It just is the way it has been done. So they infiltrate these bureaus, these organizations, these government agencies, and they corrupt them. And so in this circumstance, I'm not saying that's the case here, but it was very strange, and that's why I said it on the air, that the president made the announcement because he was antsy. The insiders will tell you that there was an antsiness about what went on as to the practical politics of Boeing and their contribution to our economy and the practical politics of, okay, who's in charge here? And because there was a waiting, it was sort of tense and uncomfortable because most of the other countries around the world had already said, let's put these things on the ground, see what's
like
wrong with
them. Like every other country. We were the last one.
You said something on Friday, and I didn't get it until we get off the air, an announcement from American Airlines regarding their use of them. They have 24 of them, and they said they grounded them, and nobody has to worry about their schedule because we have other planes that will do blah, blah, blah.
But
we
initially, Americans said that they weren't going to ground them. It's only until the president said, all right, that's it. You know, and Southwest did the same thing.
Well, they had no choice. When the bosses tell you that you have to plan, they're not going to argue with it because they have no argument. Mm-hmm. It just is, it's over. And this plane, as I have said this from the first time I got on one, actually before I had the opportunity to get on one of these planes and didn't know it because I was scheduled to be on a regular 737, and I didn't until I got on it say, oh, what a piece of crap this is. And I remember talking about it on the air. So the worm will continue to churn and turn here. There may or may not be a problem. My guess is there may be a small...
Oh, I think there is. I think there is a problem.
There's a problem with a plane. There's no question about there being a problem with a plane.
So now, according to what the Wall Street Journal, the investigation they did over the weekend, they said that there's a specific person at Boeing who has been involved in the development of these MAX planes, and that person, and I'm assuming it's a him, but I shouldn't, whoever this person is being targeted by this grand jury because they want to know if perhaps the person said, which has often been the case with, you know, whistleblowers, hey, this plane isn't safe, that we shouldn't rush this to the market. If there's any correspondence along the way from that person that says something like that and then that's ignored, then that's a massive, massive problem for Boeing. And it's a huge problem for the FAA if they've looked the other way. And the inference here is that they actually weren't doing inspections on Boeing planes. They passed it off, and basically Boeing was on the honor system to do their own inspections, which on Friday we talked about the Air Force getting the refueler planes and having garbage and industrial tools and everything found on these brand new planes. So clearly Boeing, at best, you can say, is incredibly sloppy. And so if they're not doing their own inspections and the FAA is just sort of looking the other way, this is just going to turn into a massive scandal.
Well, it already sort of is a massive scandal in that the planes are on the ground. They've stopped production of the planes. There's a confidence factor here. I think more and more people are asking when they make their reservation, am I going to be on a 737? This is a bigger problem for Southwest because they're the only major airline that flies only one kind of airplane. They only fly the Boeing 737. They have some older models, they have some newer models, and they have the newest model. And as a result of that, people will say, oh, that's right, they only fly 737s. I'm going to fly another airline. And I think that's where there's probably in domestic terms of domestic flying,
Definitely,
Ryanair
has mostly Airbuses, right?
All Airbuses. They don't have anything but Airbuses, except the smaller, the 100 passenger things are Embraers, but that's what they fly. So in this circumstance, who would have thought that anybody would say, I'd rather be on an Airbus? Who would have said thought that? I'd rather be on a Boeing plane, but I'd rather be on a Boeing plane that is. Boeing has done.
I'd rather be comfortable, and I find that the Airbuses are just more comfortable.
The question about don't forget, Airbus had the same problems when they first instituted the fly-by-wire. They were the first to not have hydraulics and to not have real controls. They had a system called fly-by-wire, which they developed about 15, 20 years ago, and there were really serious, serious problems with that plane. And they were the A300 series, the 318, 19, 20, they were all grounded for a while until they figured out what the heck was the problem in getting the signals from the cockpit to the various parts of the plane that had to, it's like Wi-Fi. Those planes fly by Wi-Fi. They don't have, there's not a wire that goes to a hydraulic piston. A Wi-Fi is the best example. It's all wire. I'm not finding the right word, but it's not by something mechanical. They don't fly by mechanical. They fly by hitting a button, and it sends a wave, a message to the particular hydraulic piston or whatever it is, the gear to lower it. That's how those planes fly. So anyway, but I think to get to the bottom line here, the essence of what Boeing has been allowed to, once again, the political cuteness that happens between government contractors and the government, there's a real can of worms here.
Yep,
that has not
too.
Been.
And I think that's why the FAA didn't act, because if they grounded these planes right away, it's almost admitting culpability. We inspected them, and obviously something failed in our inspection process. And
there was
so they were kind of standing by their initial statement that they were safe, but clearly they're not.
The business about inspections and the reason the 737 has continued for 45, almost 50 years in service. They just modify them. They didn't want to develop another new plane because it costs about $1 billion when you have a new plane, like the 787, 777. Whenever there's a new plane, it costs a lot of money to get it certified. So if they just retool or tweak the 737 with different operating, they have different operating systems, but they don't have the fuselage and the different, the basic plane doesn't change, then they don't have to go through that expense. And that's kind of what's at play here, amongst many other things. That's what's at play. So there's the update, more than you maybe curious. You should be curious about what you're flying and how you're flying to get to where you're going. As you ought to be curious about what's going on in your body, the omega-3s, krill oil, a lot of different advice from people. Doctors, they say, all fish oil is the same. Well, it isn't. Omega-3s, 6s, 9s, you don't want omega-6s and 9s. They don't do for your body what you need in the omega-3s. And as far as krill oil is concerned, it's a new solution to the aches and pains, the joint problems that you've had. And so krill oil comes to the surface, kind of new. Purity Products has put them both together. It's a powerful, it is the most, it's the most powerful way for you to get your body working, tooled up, if you will, cardiovascular health and joint health. Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity Products, available to you now free. Anything that's free, you should take advantage of that. Fish oil, krill oil together, and just a little shipping charge. That's all you pay. Get the free bottle now at 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493 for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Passed away at the age of 81, Dick Dale, also known as Richard Mansour. He's a Bostonian, born in 1937, first played the ukulele and then the guitar as a child. His father, who was from Lebanon, taught Dick the Middle East scales that would later form the backbone of surf music. He was the king of the surf guitar. No cause of death revealed, but he'd been sick the last couple of years. Now, back in 2010, he said he was battling rectal cancer. In an interview, he said in 2015, I can't stop touring because I will die. And he kept working because he had so much his expenses, the medical expenses of cancer treatment, kept him. He had to raise $3,000 every month to pay for the medical supplies he needed to stay alive, on top of the insurance that he paid for that worked to a point. Well, listen to crank this up, Carol, will you? The forefather of the surf rock genre, an innovator who helped stretch the possibilities of the electric guitar. He inspired Jimi Hendrix, Eddie Van Halen, and the music of the Beach Boys more or less came from his music, his guitar. He went to Southern California when he was a kid in 1954, developed an obsession for surfing, combining his passions of teaming with the Deltones to create tracks like Let's Go Trippin' and Mizzou Lou. I'm guessing, well, I'm not really guessing, I kind of know. And it's underscored by, there's a new PBS Beach Boys special. Maybe it was HBO I saw. I don't remember where I saw it over the weekend. But these guys were on to all kinds of drugs, smoking anything and everything. And, you know, that's when you're in the shape that he was by the time he was there, it's because there were a lot of drugs involved in your life. And a lot of people think that's what helps to make these people as clever as they are, as good as they are, as creative as they are. So remember back to the song in, I remember when the song Pipeline was, that's a 60s song. But there was a new version of it done by Stevie Ray Vaughan in the 80s, I think, right?
Well, that's what we're listening to now. That's Dick Dale with Stevie Ray Vaughan, yeah.
Right, yeah.
It goes to one of my favorite movies of all time called Back to the Beach, and it was Frankie and Annette. It was such a great movie. It had so many amazing cameos in it. It's just such a fun movie.
Yeah, a lot of fun. So we note the passing of Dick Dale here on the DJV program. Also from that era, some music news from the Kinks, more specifically Dave Davies, returning to the road this April with a tour of the northeastern part of the U.S. 9-day trek opens the 9th of next month in Collingsworth, where's that in New Jersey? How far is that from you?
Collingsworth, New Jersey. I have no idea, actually. I really don't know where that is.
I don't know where it is either. Mm. All right, so it runs through to later in April, ending in Chicago. Along the way, he'll perform all the Kinks classics as well as tracks from his new album, Last Year's Decade, a collection of unreleased songs that he recorded in the 70s. He also dropped a promo video for the April tour, featuring the Kinks' I Need You, footage from the upcoming concert film, Dave Davies' Strangers. He said, I don't know what to do with these songs. It was a bit of a relief for me to get these songs out because they've been nagging at me for years. So he's all over the place in the East and the Midwest for the first and middle part of April. Dave Davies here on the DJV Show, 28 after the hour. More than anybody else has needed it.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Friday's deadly terrorist attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, carried out allegedly by a 28-year-old Australian man, an Australian police official says,
"We are in constant contact with our colleagues over in New Zealand, and we are offering them every piece of support we can in terms of their investigation."
The assistant police commissioner in New South Wales saying the suspect didn't have a serious criminal record there.
He was known for minor traffic matters.
They also say the 28-year-old self-described white nationalist attacker from Australia is believed to have acted alone. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says it's absurd to suggest President Trump's rhetoric on immigration influenced the mass shooting. On Fox News Sunday, Mulvaney also said the president is not, as some claim, a white supremacist. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, time to kick off another half hour of conversation here on the DJV program. It's the 18th of March. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. So, Victoria, you proudly said that you didn't do anything for St. Patrick's Day. Shame on you.
That's amateur hour. It's a mess. Everyone's a sloppy drunk. It's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 70 million people claimed Irish ancestry yesterday. How about that?
And a lot of people who, you know, maybe Irish think they have some Irish. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Is it really an Irish holiday, or is it like an international? Is it church
international
holiday? What is the church, a Catholic church? Because the person for whom it was named was a Catholic priest, right? St. Patrick was a Catholic. So what is the connection of the church to all of this routery?
You know, I don't know. I'm not Catholic, so I really have no, I can't really elaborate on that. But I know growing up, going, as you've said, my dad is from Ireland, and going back and forth visiting family, St. Patrick's Day was just another day, really. Now there's a big parade in Dublin, and because so many Irish American tourists went to Dublin expecting that St. Patrick's Day was going to be like Lollapalooza over there, and then they found that there was really nothing. So then the Irish tourism started thinking, okay, we're losing a lot of potential business here. We're going to start a parade, and we're going to make everything green. And so it's kind of a very manufactured holiday over there now. Mm-hmm. But it's Irish people, are, everyone I know, and my family included, they're always just amazed at how Americans go nuts for St. Patrick's.
Yeah, it's nonsense. Any excuse to drink and get into trouble.
Well, that
by
was
the way,
the
did they dye the river in Chicago green?
Yeah,
again?
They did. They do every year. Talking about drinking, one of the interesting things I heard from my roommate yesterday, she went to church and she came back and she said, you know, they told us that apparently the reason the drinking started being associated with St. Patrick's Day is because it was seen as a holiday where people could give up or could do the one thing that they gave up for Lent, and a lot of people gave up drinking for Lent. So on St. Patrick's Day, they would drink again before having to give it up again before Easter. And I was like, that's I've never heard that before either. But it's like, you would think if that's really the tradition, like, isn't that something people would want to continue doing? I know people who give up other stuff for Lent besides drinking, and they don't get to take it up again on St. Patrick's Day. So I'm like, huh.
Yeah. I think somebody wrote their own mulligan on that one.
Their own mulligan. By the way, this is the day that the patron saint, St. Patrick, died. The 17th of March is when he died. But it goes way back to heavens. 461, I think, was the year. So this has been going on for a long time. I'm looking at a picture of the river you were making reference to in Chicago that gets turned kind of a pukey green. It's like a pea green.
Yeah.
It's not real green green. But because I'm going to Ireland in, 2 weeks? When am I going? 2 weeks from today? I think it is. Yeah, 2 weeks from today. So there is, I'm doing a little more work on things other than raising glasses. Ireland is a really gorgeous place. I remember going along the coast when I was there the last time. The stunning look over like the coast of Dover. Remember in England you've seen, or maybe you've been there.
Sure, I've been there, yep.
Yeah. There are a lot of people hiking all over the place, but there are so many places to see. Belfast is a place that's very intriguing. There's a place to drink there called Edition 77, in case you didn't know. There's a trip, as a matter of fact, one of the things I was looking at with this tour of the trip they'll take to Ireland, they have a special bucket list destination for drinkers. You can do, there's a whole tour for drinkers to go to Ireland. So,
well, there's some distilleries and brewery, and there's there's certainly plenty to drink if you want. But
well, hopefully you had a good time. If you're Irish, some blessings and toasts went before you and after you, probably. So in recognition of what today is, turning the clock ahead by a day and actually thinking about what today is, you know, every day at this time we look into what the day is all about. It's National Welderly Day. Or, I don't know, well, dearly, I think, was how it originated.
Welderly, Dr. Dale, like, well, welderly. Elderly.
Yeah, right, exactly. Dr. Dale Anderson created Welderly Day in 2004 in an effort to promote the health benefits of happiness, humor, and laughter. I remember having a guy on this program once whose name was Ed Foreman, and his motto was, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, living, not whining, worrying, and working. And that has always sort of stayed with me. And that's kind of what this fellow is all about. Dr. Anderson, said, the best way to start the day is to stand in front of a mirror for 15 seconds and laugh. Yeah, but I mean, just look at the smile and think about what you have to be thankful for. The goal of the day is to put your mind in a happy mood right away, starting right now, so it'll brighten the rest of your day. The day will be more fulfilling if you smile and laugh and have a good time during the day. Why not? You have a good time. Look at how much fun we have here. We have serious moments, but all of us have a good time. We enjoy each other's company, and we do a lot of laughing on the air and off the air.
It's true.
Yep.
If you think about it, we're very fortunate to have some laughs first thing in the morning when most people, you know, maybe they'll see a funny meme at work at around noon, but we've already had our laughs.
Oh, they're angry and grumpy, and they don't want to get out of bed. And Anyway, the goal of the day, as I say, is to put you in a happy mood. Celebrate the rest of your day. Do some things to keep your mood elevated and happy. Maybe read, there's a book by Dr. Anderson called Never Act Your Age. See? I've never acted my age. And I'm happy. I'd screw off all the time if I could get away with it on the
Well, you definitely don't look your age, so maybe you're onto something.
Yeah, I hope so, anyway.
What does that mean for me? I don't act my age either, but I act about 70.
Oh, yeah, Karen's in reverse. She acts like...
Mamacita. All right, so Dr. Anderson is who we celebrate today. Humor and laughter. And remember the words of Ed Foreman. I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working. So work, but don't worry. It's easier said than done, I know, but think about it. Put your heart and soul into it, and perhaps you'll come out of it much better than you thought you were going to for the day today. Anybody understand what's going on, the brackets for the March Madness? I don't follow this stuff. I just know it's all over the television everywhere, and it kind of looks like it's all over social media, and it's all over news. Now, what is...
Yesterday was Selection
East,
Sunday.
North, and so what happens on Selection Sunday? What do you do? You just select the teams?
I guess you pick your brackets. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's when they officially...
This is a Kara thing. I don't follow basketball.
I haven't watched college basketball at all this year, but they basically determine every single person who's going to be playing in March Madness as of yesterday. So now you can, create all your brackets today and pick who you think the winner is going to be. Duke was announced as, like, a number one seed, so I don't even care. Duke sucks.
The Duke
is the most annoying 2 weeks of the year, I think.
Well, it is.
March Madness
so.
Is so annoying.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's fun when I catch a game occasionally, but I'm not really invested in this year, so.
I can't watch basketball on the TV. I tell Lewis he's got to mute it because it's the sneaker squeak. It's like little rats in the wall. Like, I can't listen to it.
No, we have a lot of trees that have died over the winter on the farm, and so we spent all weekend cleaning up all these dead trees that are all over the place. I'm talking about dozens of dead trees. And you take them down, I told you, a couple of big trees outside my house that were huge hemlock trees that came down in the wind and the weather of the winter, and we're cleaning those up. And you can, if you get close and everything is quiet, you can hear the bugs inside the trees eating them, gnawing away at them. Yeah. It's anyway, so that's what I was thinking about that when you said the squeaker. Squeak.
Yeah.
That's what made me think about that, because it sounds like a sneaker squeaker thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Duke Blue Devils, Virginia Cavaliers, and North Carolina Tar Heels are the top overall seeds. Duke has only lost twice this season, and so they have. But to speak to what you were saying, I think both of you kind of have the same feeling that most people I've heard from people who pay attention to this stuff, that they just are losing enthusiasm. And part of it is because they're worried about the scandal, the college entrance scandal, and whether or not it's going to affect the playing of sports and who gets into schools because of their sports abilities.
Well, the good news is none of the cheaters who got in actually were athletes, so it's not like they're on the team bringing down their average. They never even showed up for practice. Lori Loughlin's two dum-dums, they got in on a crew scholarship, even though neither of them had ever rowed before, so they definitely weren't showing up. So I don't really think it's going to affect the sports programs. I think, if anything, it just looks really bad academically.
Well, it does, and it gives you cause to think, why do we have so much emphasis? I think this is actually, no small way, this is a good exercise. This has proven to be something that will teach a lot of youngsters, hopefully, a lesson. This is about the real world and how corrupt things are. What are you teaching your child at that age about how to win or how to get through? If you hold, this is a huge extension of the helicopter parenting. I want to make sure my daughter or my son gets into college, even if they don't want to go, if they don't have a reason for going. We're going to get them in because it looks better for us. It's not about the children. It's about the parents and their bragging rights or BS. Oh, my child just got into Colgate. Really? Did great on the SATs. Kid didn't even take the SATs. And then you find how deeply this goes into the whole routine, this professional test takers. As a matter of fact, I saw something yesterday about one of these people that make a lot of money. I don't know, how do you take a test if you're supposed to show up? I remember when I did my SATs, I had to show up and have ID. So how do these people take these tests in place of the kids that are supposed to be taking them? It seems to me.
I think the proctors in this particular scandal, the proctors were the ones changing the answers. So if the kid was, it was the real kid was sitting there, but the proctor.
Teach you?
Oh, I know. It's disgusting.
There was also a headline over the weekend. I didn't read the whole story, but I think it has to do with this, that if you have ADHD or some other disability, then you can take a test by yourself because, you know, you need to take it slower, you need a little bit more time. And so I think, you know, the headline I saw is that a ton of rich people or rich kids are claiming to have disabilities, I think, in order to do this thing. And so,
but their parents teach them that
this is
okay.
I mean, it's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. What a bunch of jerks. Oof. All right, television news. Looks like Lily Singh, I don't know who she is, taking Carson Daly's place on the late night show. Who is this? She's a YouTuber. You ladies know anything about her?
I don't watch YouTube.
14 million subscribers to her YouTube channel.
Yeah, I don't watch any of the YouTube original programming and stuff like that, but apparently...
She's an Indian.
Yeah,
Canadian.
Well, she's Canadian, yeah. It is kind of interesting that they chose her as opposed to, you know, putting another guy in there or having, you know, usually they'd go with a comedian or something like that.
What is the show going to be? If she, what? Why are people following her? What does she do? What does she write about?
She's a comedian. I think she goes by the name Superwoman or something. I've seen her all over the place. Like she's always on people's shows, or she's I've seen a couple things with her. She seems to be moderately funny, but I'll be interested to see what she's like in a late night position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what else? What do we have tonight other than Bull on CBS at 10 o'clock?
Well, New American. American Idol is new tonight, and the auditions continue, and as well as the blind auditions are also continuing. Actually, they're ending on The Voice tonight.
The review. I watched the American Idol at the beginning of the show, Katy Perry's birthday, and then some girl came on and was screaming that she loved Katy Perry and was ridiculous. And Katy Perry looked like she was almost afraid when she looked at this woman coming and screaming in the studio. It was very bad video, and it left at least me as a viewer with a really bad taste in my mouth about what the heck was going on and why they would present that as part of, you know, the presentation of these competitors. I thought
was this
it was very
person
awkward.
Auditioning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Awkward, very awkward.
And Kara made this assessment, I think, last week, that it just seems like between Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie and Katy Perry, that the three of them just don't have any chemistry. And I know Luke and Lionel Richie off screen have become good friends, but I guess Katy Perry is sort of there to be the princess, and, you know, no one else is allowed to
that's
do
a good
anything.
Way of putting it. There's no chemistry. You can see that by looking at them. None whatsoever.
And
right,
well, over on The Voice, then it's brand new tonight, and the blind auditions are wrapping up. That's the show where everybody loves the chemistry among among the judges. So that's probably the pick for the night. Other than that, you could do some reruns, Netflix and chill, or whatever.
There's a new show. I'm trying to remember where I see it. Was promoted. Oh, I know. It was WGN America has a show called Gone that stars Chris Noth. You know who he is. Everybody knows who he is.
Mr. Big.
He was the husband in The Good Wife. He was more probably better known as a character on a couple of the long-running Dick Wolf shows. He's been around, but I thought the show was pretty good. I saw the first episode. All right, Law and Order here at 10 before the hour.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Now 30, whoops, 53 after the hour. I got to get the right time in here. Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Doug in Victoria with a focus, first of all, on the Apple Watch. There has been a study of at Stanford University of people who have irregular heartbeats. This looks rather interesting. Everybody pay attention to this. I think this is pretty important, isn't it, Victoria?
It is, yeah. Apple and Stanford University's medical school got together. They announced this new Apple Heart study is what they called it. They announced this back in November 2017, and the results were released on Friday. Stanford Medicine took its findings also to the American College of Cardiology's 68th annual scientific session and expo to talk about what they found. The Apple Heart study, which actually didn't include the newest Apple Watch, which has the built-in ECG feature, but they used the Apple III watch, and so they had 419,000 participants. Apple says people from all 50 states participated over the course of 8 months, and according to to Stanford University, they found that over 2,000 people received notifications alerting them to the fact that they had an irregular heartbeat, and in instances where the users received the irregular heartbeat rhythm notification from the watch, doctors then followed up with them to give them a digital consultation as well as an ECG patch for further monitoring, and it turns out the Apple Watch is pretty accurate. Right. Now, again, this is not even the newest one, so 71% of the time, it correctly predicted in a regular heartbeat. And so 84% of the time, it said that participants who received the irregular pulse notification were also found to be in atrial fibrillation, AFib, at the time of the notification. So that's extra good for the watch. It actually picked up on AFib, too. One-third of the participants who received the irregular pulse notification followed up using the ECG patch and were later found to have AFib. And so now with Apple's new watch, the Series 4, with the built-in ECG feature, More and more people are probably going to be headed to their doctors to say, hey, look, the Apple Watch keeps telling me that I should go see my doctor. And in a lot of cases, we could be preventing some very serious health problems down the road. Now, some people, there are always critics of these kinds of things. Now, Apple has said this is not supposed to be a diagnostic tool. It is, you know, it's something that, because basically they don't want the liability if it's wrong.
Right.
But
yeah.
Other critics of the Apple Watch and the ECG feature are saying that it's going to overcrowd hospitals and it's going to overcrowd doctor's offices because all these people are going to be stampeding into the doctor's office saying, hey, I might have AFib. I seriously don't see that happening. But I think as much having any type of information, I think sort of this is where Stanford came out of it at the end of it. They said having more information is powerful. And so having more information and allowing you to take control of your own health, that's the main goal. And so this all of your data gets stored on the Apple Watch as well. So you kind of have a walking medical record with you, which is pretty cool.
Yep. As long as cardiologists know how to use it, that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Game developer EA Sports is building a new broadcast center in California, and let's find out how they're going to do that.
The Geek Out.
You can tell esports is here to stay because so many competitive arenas are being built around the country, as are esports-focused news studios. EA Sports, the game publisher, is building their own broadcast center in California, which will be a combination of a sports center-like analysis studio and, adjacent to it, a competitive space for the events they're actually covering. EA will debut this new facility with the Madden 19 Challenge, which features 16 gamers vying for $190,000 and a place in the Madden 19 Bowl. The final will be broadcast on ESPN, but the entire event will be streamed and get way more viewers online. You can check out the EA Sports new competitive gaming studio on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Another vulnerability for Facebook here, Victoria.
Yep, in the first 24 hours after the deadly mass shooting in New Zealand, Facebook says it removed 1.5 million videos that were uploaded, which is the video of the attack itself. This lunatic went viral. He had a 17-minute video to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. He did his manifesto, which went viral, and YouTube has now been trying to pull down these videos, and unfortunately, as soon as they pull them down, someone is reloading them or re-uploading them. And so all of these companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, they're all basically scrambling to remove as much of this content as possible. And a lot of world leaders are calling out Facebook, saying that it played a huge role in this attack, and that they maybe need to be regulated from now on. So we'll see where that goes.
A lot of people calling for government regulation of all social media. Not a good idea, but a lot of people because of these kind of abuses. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.